the accumulated in our stashes. Evelyn Louie, the sister of the outgoing mayor whose seat I was almost certain to win in 3 days, had suggested we make a crazy quilt. The idea was fine, but the quilt we were creating was so chromatically and geometrically discordant that it made me queasy. Working on the quilt made me feel like I was on a sailboat in rough seas looking through a kaleidoscope. Ashley Pope, the 18-year-old Murray State freshman who'd moved in with me after she'd suffered significant traumas 6 weeks before, shuffled from her room to the bathroom without acknowledging us. "How's she doing?" Tasha Wilson asked. "Better and worse days," I said. "Like everyone else," Donna said. She understood depression in a way no one ever should. Her son, Matt Ackerman, my former fiancé, had been murdered. Donna had technically existed since I'd delivered the horrific news to her, but just barely. Her drinking had increased, and she'd put on a significant amount of weight by rarely eating anything other than Domino's pizzas and Oreos. She managed to fill her shifts at Michael's and to attend church occasionally, although I hadn't seen her at St. Francis de Sales the last 2 weeks. The only socializing she did was at PQQ, and she missed about one quarter of our sessions. In fact, I was surprised to see her that day because she'd called on Friday to say she likely wouldn't attend. "My friend from work, Lou Ann, ain't doing good," Donna had said, "so I think maybe I'll visit her instead." I was glad Donna had changed her mind and joined us. On her way back to her bedroom, Ashley lifted her hand in greeting and said, "Hey, y'all." We said hello, and I said, "Ash, we're about to eat, so please join us if you feel up to it." "Maybe I'll grab something quick," she said. "Don't want to be a bother." "Not even close to a bother," Vivian said. "It would be nice to gab a while." "Maybe in a bit." Ash had hardly interacted with me in days, so I took her maybes as a good sign, as I did Donna's presence at PQQ. But Dakota's expression concerned me. "You okay, Dee?" I asked. "Fine," she said. "My stomach's upset, but not enough to stop me from indulging. What's for dessert?" "Paducah cheesecake. Chocolate. It's my take on New York cheesecake, but less dense. It took me 8 tries to get it right. Some recipes required more attempts." "No wonder you're exhausted," Cindy said. "Well, I can't wait to dig in. It's that time, isn't it?" We broke for lunch, and our potluck meal that day was as delicious as it usually was. Dakota surprised us all by preparing a dish herself, rather than buying one as she nearly always did. She'd made a simple spinach salad. My taste buds said she'd under-seasoned it, but I ate my salad as she'd presented it so she didn't catch me salting and peppering it. I didn't want to discourage her culinary efforts. While we ate, we joked and gently teased each other, as usual. Evelyn said, "Bought me 4 yards of delightful Moda Berry Basket Blueberry at Fabrics and Notions yesterday. Not a clue what I'm going to create with it. But sometimes fabric whispers, 'Buy me,' don't it?" "Or screams it," Dakota said. A few of us laughed. "Customer service there's better than Hancock's," Cindy said. "They're on the expensive side," Evelyn said, "but the owner's not hard on the eyes. Not that I noticed." We laughed. At one point, Tasha asked, "Now that we've covered binge-watching and purchases we didn't need, anyone seeing someone new?" "Only the same man I've been seeing every day for 32 years, Evelyn said. "No, but I may soon," Cindy said. "A few weeks ago, that lump of negativity I'm married to challenged me to create a quilt blindfolded. I chose a moon over the mountain. It won't win any contests, but it's good enough to collect my prize, a Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas. With luck, I'll meet someone who'd prefer to go on a cruise with me instead of staying home watching football and playing with his infernal trains." "Congratulations," I said. "That must have been difficult." "Not as difficult as living with Ned," Cindy said. "By the way, Dakota, how does justifiable homicide work?" The rest of us laughed, but Dakota, a lawyer, said, "I didn't hear that." "Off the record, however, it's best to make it look like an accident." She smiled.
"Hey, how about you, Dakota?" Vivian asked. "Anyone promising?"
"Unfortunately, no," Dakota said. "The dating pool of educated men around here who'd consider me an equal is as deep as a thimble, and I can't even find the thimble." We laughed, then expressed our concern, condolences, and support. Tasha said, "I was sandbagging. I was hoping someone would..."